It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, here we go. We are continuing our state series here. Hopefully you are following along. We started back in April with Alabama. We're going alphabetical all the way to Wyoming. 51 outdoor state championships. We're even including you, DC. So we've got you in there coming up here soon as well. So today we're going to learn about the great state of Tennessee. So help me welcome from Franklin Road Academy, Mr. Drew Matthews. Drew, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh man, you know, the thing is from me to you, you know, to do this type of, you know, 51 interviews every day for 2 months, it doesn't happen without servant leaders like yourself stepping up and representing the whole state, no pressure. So thank you for being here. And you were one of the very first quick ones to volunteer. So I'm very grateful for you and thank you for being here. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Why don't we start with an introduction? Why don't we get to know you a little bit better? Give yourself some street cred. Why should a coach from Alaska listen to Drew from Tennessee? Tell us a little bit about, give us a 30-second version of your experience there as a Tennessee high school coach.
Yeah. So I've been a coach at Franklin Road Academy here in Nashville, Tennessee for the past 4 years, heading into my fifth season now. I just started coaching cross country as well. So I just finished up my first season in cross country. So shout out to all the cross country folks out there. And over these past 4 years, I've specialized in sprints and relays. So that's kind of been my specialty. But over the course of my running career and coaching career, I've been involved in a lot of different events. So I just have a whole love for all of track and field.
I think that's the definition of high school track coach, right? Like all events, most events, some years it's distance and other years it's throws. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of appreciation and empathy for our high school coaches out there. Love you guys and gals to death. All right, Drew, let's get into Tennessee. Some states, and we're learning not many, but some states have a separate private school association. They go on to their own state meet, different qualifying system, et cetera. And then a separate one for public schools. They go over here, they go towards their own state championship series. And most commonly though, both private and public are going at it for the same state team opportunities. What are we doing in Tennessee, public and private schools?
Yeah, in Tennessee, we do have it separated. So we have three classes, Division 1, 2, and 3. Franklin Road is a private school in Division 2A. So there are sub classifications below that. The public schools do have a separate state championship, but both private and public school systems are governed by the same body. So they're put on by the same state body. So each state championship is the same, just divided by private and public.
So same rule set, but mm-hmm. private schools have their route and public schools have their route, and never shall the two mix.
No, not during qualifications.
Perfect. Okay. So the next question is, how many classes? You started getting into that there, I think, on the private school. So in private school, we have D1, D2, D3?
Yes.
But you mentioned 2A.
Yes. So within those three classifications, there are some sub classifications, and those are for the private school versus public school. So class A or division two, class A, that would be private. If it was class B, that would be public.
Okay. So all of Tennessee is D1, D2, D3.
Correct.
And then, so in the D2 where Franklin Road lives, division 2A is your private schools. Division 2Bs are your public schools.
Correct.
Can I assume then that therefore there's a 1A and 1B and therefore 3A, 3B?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Okay. All right. I thought you were going to get real complicated there, but so far we're okay.
Yeah.
There's no C's, correct? It's just because it's just private and public is what A and B.
Yeah, no C's.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So, and you help us navigate this next question because of the private and public split here. How do we qualify? We've got three boys state championships on the private side, three girls on the private side, so team titles. And then the public, we have the same three boys and three girls team titles. So
yes.
Are they different in how we're going to go to those state meets, or are those the same as well? Talk us through
that. They are different. Okay. So for private schools, for example, the classification we're in, we'll have three regional meets. So there'll be a regional meet in East Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and West Tennessee. So think your Memphis, Nashville, and Knoxville, if you like to think of it that way. And out of those two regional meets, we take the two top marks or times.
Okay, don't go there just yet on me. Okay. Let's go through the whole. Is it regional? And we're saying private school track here right now. So regional, yeah. What's the next round called?
The state meet.
Okay, perfect. Now, so before we get to how we qualify for state, talk to me about how do I enter regionals? And what I mean by that is, do I get three per event? Is there a qualifying time or distance standard? How do I get my kids into the regional meet?
Yeah, for almost all events outside of the pole vault, there is no standard mark or time that you have to hit. There is one for the pole vault, I think, just for safety reasons. I'm sorry, what was your initial question?
So there's no qualifying standard, et cetera, to get into regionals. So does that mean if I have a whole group of stud sprinters, if I have five, I want to enter into the 100, I can enter five?
No, there is a maximum. So there is a maximum of three.
Okay, perfect. So three per event. All right. So I get three per event to go to the regional meet. Now I'm at the regional meet. I have the goal. I want to make it to the next week, to the state meet. What do I got to do?
You have to place either top two in your region. So either win your event or finish second in your region. So the top two from each region will be taken to state. Beyond that, there are two at-large bids. So the next two best marks or times from any of the regions. So they could be both from the middle region. They could be from the middle and west region. Really any region can fill those two at-large bids.
So top two in the event, I punched my ticket, I'm going to the state meet, and then they take all the rest of the results from all three, put them in together, kind of an ascending order list, and the top two in that descending order list also make it to the state meet. So I'm taking eight athletes. So we're kind of seeing what the state meet is. We're a finals only state meet.
Yes, correct.
Does that eight also carry over for relays and field events? So eight pole vaulters, eight shot putters, eight 4x1 teams.
Correct.
Got it. Yep. Perfect. All right. So I get to the state meet. Okay. I think we're good there. Let's go ahead and do the venue actually. And then we'll come back to public and go that same question set. Does that sound okay?
Sure.
Okay. So talk to us about the state venue for the private schools. We've got three boys team state championships and three girls. Are we doing all six meets at the same venue, same week? Do we split it up? Does that venue rotate year to year? Tell us about the state meet.
Yeah, so the venue is the same for both public and private. It's at Middle Tennessee State University. Awesome facility in Murfreesboro. It has rotated in the past, but generally always stayed within the Middle Tennessee region just because of the shape of Tennessee. It makes sense to meet in the middle travel-wise. So it has rotated to other facilities. When I first got to Tennessee, it was at Rockvale High School, but almost always is at Middle Tennessee State.
So is the private school state meet and public school state meet at the same weekend?
Within the same week. So,
perfect.
For example, our classification for a private school will take place on a Wednesday. Everything will take place on that day. And then the next day, the next classification will go. So it all takes place over 1 week and weekend.
Got it. So because we're doing a finals only, it's a 1 day meet. And that 1 day is dedicated all to that division. So division 2A is all Wednesday. There's no other divisions coming in that day.
They have done, typically it's like that. Some years they have had it where they've done two divisions in 1 day. So maybe the first heat will be division 2, the second heat will be division 1. Mm-hmm. So they have played around with that a little bit, but typically do one or two divisions a day.
And you said it's all week. So is it literally like this, I call it a state champion week? Is it like Wednesday is the state championship, Thursday is the state championship, Friday is the state championship, Saturday is the state championship?
Yeah, they go Tuesday through Friday. Cool. So every day is a state meet. Yeah.
Love it.
Very cool.
Oh, very cool. All right, let's go over to the public school side. How are we qualifying for this state meet at Middle Tennessee State on the public school?
Yeah, so a little bit different on the public school side. They have area meets. I'm not exactly as familiar with their qualification process, but do know they have an initial area meet that allows them to qualify for a regional meet before they make it to state.
So they're going a 3-round system. So they're going area first. Some qualifying of top two or top three are going on to regional. Mm-hmm. Regional, same thing. And then we're going on to the state meet, which is happening there at Middle Tennessee State during this state championship week.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Very cool. We've learned some states, you know, because we know, here's what we know. We know track and field is the most inclusive sport in the world. Short, tall, big, small, there is some event for you to have success with in our great sport. States that we're learning a lot that are adding some type of adaptive, unified wheelchair events at their state meet. Anything like that going on in Tennessee?
Yeah, no, not at the moment. I've seen it other places, but I haven't seen that in Tennessee yet. So.
Okay, perfect. Now, we've got all these state meets here, Drew. So we've got, you know, 6 boy teams are winning a state 400-meter title, and 6 girls are winning a 400-meter state title. Some states, whether it's officially through your association or unofficially through like maybe a coaches association, will do a meet of champions. They'll get the top 2 or 3 from each division in each event, put them all together, let them race and figure out, air quotes here, the true state champion. Anything like that going on?
No, not at the moment. I wish, but not at the moment.
All right. Well, you may get that, and you know, we got the magic wand coming up. We'll see if that's what Drew's magic wand is going to be. All right. Let's talk about events, Drew. So let's go group by group here. We can assume you're doing the 1, 2, 4, and 8 for boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
In the next two events, are you doing the 16-32, the 15-3000, the mile, 2 mile? What's the next two here?
16-32.
Most common. Perfect. 110 high hurdles, 100 high hurdles for boys and girls.
Correct. Yes.
300 hurdles for boys and girls.
Yes, correct. Perfect.
Let's go to the relays. We know you're doing the 4x1 and 4x4, because if you weren't, you are not really doing track and field and you wouldn't be on this podcast. What other relays might we be doing?
The 4x200-meter relay and the 4x800-meter relay.
Awesome. No sprint medleys, distance medleys, shuttle hurdles, anything like that?
No.
So 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8.
Correct.
Perfect. Let's go over to our field events. Long jump and triple jump, boys and girls?
Correct. Yep.
Shot put and discus, boys and girls.
Yes.
Pole vault, high jump, boys and girls.
Yes.
Anything, steeplechase, javelin, hammer, multis, anything like that at the state meet?
We do have multis, which actually has its own separate meet.
I love when there's multis at the state meet. Sorry. And it happens so infrequently. To set up my next question, do those multi points count towards the team title?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So when it's a separate meet, how do we do it then? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. So FRA actually hosts our state decathlon. So we host it the week before the state meet. So that gives them enough time to hopefully rest and be ready for their other events.
It's the week before state meet, but that's also I assume, I didn't ask about time frame, the week of regionals.
No, there's a week gap in between, actually.
Got it. Yeah. So regionals, next weekend is multi, state meet, next weekend is state meet.
Correct.
What multi are we doing? Are we doing heptathlon and decathlon?
Yes, both heptathlon and decathlon. Yeah.
Wow. Is that, you know, again, that's very unique. I love that. As far as you know, has that been around for a long time? Is that something new?
Yeah, that's been around quite a while. Some of the coaches I've worked with have been coaching here in Tennessee for a long time, and it's been here as long as they have. So very awesome. Exciting.
And yeah. I just want to make sure, not for clarification, but for point of emphasis, that meet that you're hosting for the Hep and Dec the week before state meet, when I win the heptathlon, those 10 points are going, I assume it's 10 points, are yep. going, you know, the multi should be double. That we should move that to 20 points. But those points are going to the next weekend. So some team is already starting off with at least 10 points in their state team title search.
100%.
Awesome. Yeah. That is very cool. I love that. Some of these other events, javelin, hammer, steeple, et cetera. Some states, kind of like this meet of champions, will do an unofficial state meet because it's not held at the state meet. You know, it's usually a coach who has a lot of passion for the hammer or something like that. Anything like that that you're aware of?
No, nothing like that that I'm aware of.
Okay. Now, before we get to a couple of fun questions here, Drew, anything else that we should know? Anything that I didn't ask that makes Tennessee track unique? You double point your relays, although you shouldn't the multis. You only score six places. You run the 4x4 at midnight because that's a Tennessee tradition. I don't know. Anything unique that we should be aware of?
No, other than the running the heptathlon, decathlon, that really is the one unique thing I've noticed.
As I say, you're pretty straightforward until you really take a hard left and go to multis. That's awesome. That's a good left to take.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, help us settle a debate. At least in your culture, your area, your bus ride to the meet, when we're talking about this state meet down there at Middle Tennessee State University, are we qualifying for the state meet, state? How help us settle this debate. Which one are we saying?
Qualifying for the state meet, but with a Southern draw. So.
I heard no S, but I heard some long alphabet. Yeah. All right. So state meet, put that in the state meet column. No states here in Tennessee, at least in Drew's neck of the woods. All right, man, you've done a great job. Really do appreciate you. Love learning about that multi-state meet part of your state meet there. So you win the magic wand, my friend. If you could change one thing, and please only one thing, that would make the athlete experience, the coach experience, the sport better for track and field high school in Tennessee, what would you maybe change?
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot. And I think the one thing I would change is I would make it just one automatic qualifying spot per region in our state. So the winner of the East, West, and Middle would automatically qualify. And we would just take the next five fastest or best marks.
Is that because you have a concern that maybe we're not maybe getting all the best athletes because of, you know, we don't have a choice of who all moves to the west side of Tennessee and we could be in a stacked region there?
Yeah. I can understand the idea behind, you know, trying to get folks from different regions. I can definitely understand that, but I've run into instances where, hey, you know, maybe an athlete's finished fourth in our region, but they've got, you know, maybe the fourth, a time faster than some of the other times in the East and West regions or could be the middle region. So, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. That has been the number one use of the magic wand is how do we get the right athletes to the state meet that we don't penalize them for, you know, again, living in a wrong region that they didn't choose to live in, or they, you know, get sick that weekend or false start. How do we, you know, get them all to the state meet and then let all the cards lay on the table and who gets first, who gets second at that point. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, man, thank you so much. You know, we're continuing this journey on through the entire country, and this has been an amazing stop at Tennessee. Like I said, you guys were pretty straight and narrow. You know, nothing funny, no business going on here at Tennessee. And then you do the multis, which puts you, I want to say here at Tennessee, maybe the second or third state right around that has some type of multis at the state meets. I love that. And you know, we started this series in the goal of creating communication among states. So if there's a state, if coach, if you're listening right now and you're like, man, I've always wanted the multis at our state meet, but we just can't figure it out. Well, here we go. Bunch of coaches in Tennessee have figured it out. Let's start that conversation and bring those events to your state or all the other events that you're learning throughout our whole 51 state, travel here throughout the country. So Drew, thank you so much. We're very, very grateful for you to be here today. Join us tomorrow. We're going to go to another state. And if you haven't listened to the other ones before Tennessee, let's get to go on and listen to those. Thanks, everybody.